Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.
Now, Kramer and Jess, mornings on Mix 106.5.
I didn't take your advice, and now the guy that cheated on my girlfriend wants to talk to me. I don't really know what to do with this. This is Mix 106.5. It's Kramer and Jess. Yesterday, I told you that back in high school, y'all, we're talking 25 years ago, my very first girlfriend, a guy that I was friends with, those two went off and had a little romp on the side, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was really devastating, honestly. And not until recently, I realized that really caused a lot of issues that I'm still dealing with today in like current romantic relationships, which sounds crazy, I understand. Well, him and I were like, we cut off friendship back then. That was it. Haven't really thought about him at all until I woke up a few mornings ago, and I had a friend request from him on Facebook. I was just bored last night, and I was like, whatever. Like, I'll accept it. Whatever. Who cares? Ooh. I know. So, thank you, Stone. Thank you.
Lame.
I knew you would say that. Just like boundaries.
Yeah, we get into it on the Uncensored podcast if you really want to hear how I feel about it, but it's just, okay, fine, good for you.
If you missed the full story and want like a way more in-depth version of what happened, go listen to Kramer and Jess Uncensored, our Uncensored podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. I woke up this morning with a message from him.
After you accepted
it?
This is what I was talking about.
I know. You want to hear it? Because now I'm like, I don't...
Yeah, tell me what he said.
Okay, this is what he said. Hey, man.
Boo.
If it starts with hey, man, it's like, hey, girl.
I know, yeah. Hey, man's like the dude version of hey, girl.
Interesting.
It's been a while. I hope you're good, which should be well. Bad grammar. I see you're doing radio in Baltimore.
And what tickets does he want? this is what I was
talking
about.
I know Missy Elliott's coming.
This is what I was talking about.
That's so cool. I was hoping that we could talk soon. I feel like things got weird with us, and I never stopped thinking about it. Now that I have kids that are around the same age that we were, I feel like there's a conversation we need to have.
Oh, wow.
Let me know if you're interested. Take care, man.
Did he actually mention Missy Elliott?
Did not mention Missy
Elliott. Okay, I was about to say, I swear to you, he's literally going to ask you for tickets and I'm pissed.
For his kids.
I'm so mad.
No, he's still in Atlanta.
Okay.
Okay,
you added the Missy Elliott part.
Yeah, I did.
Okay,
part,
okay. Just making sure.
That
because,
part was made up.
Okay. So what? What do you want to do?
You going to have this conversation with him?
I don't know, man. Like, for what? It was weird that he said, like, now that I have kids, that, you know what I mean? Like, now.
Well, I mean, no.
To make yourself feel better, you want to make me think, now that I'm the one that has to go to therapy over this, now you want to make yourself feel better?
Well, it makes sense. I mean, again, how we kind of touched on yesterday, how everyone's always going to look at situations and circumstances behind their own lens. And so now that his kids are that age and he's seeing what they're going through, I think it's natural for him to reflect on himself while he's figuring out parenting of that age, you know, so I'm not like shocked by that.
I mean, if he wanted to apologize to me, the thing is, like, he never exactly said what he wanted from it.
So he really could be asking for Missy Elliott tickets for his children.
Yeah. It was like kind of vague, right? It was kind of a vague message. But like, if he wanted to apologize, I mean, I guess I would let him apologize to me, you mm-hmm. know, like. Okay, if that would make you feel better, I guess.
Would you forgive him, though?
I don't know. In this moment, I don't know.
Does he have to?
I wouldn't.
I don't know, because I don't know what he's even asking for, you know?
Do we have him on the show? Should we put him on Forgive and Forget?
No.
Could you imagine?
Come on.
No.
Could you imagine?
That's the move. Let's do it.
No. Because I don't know what he would say.
Wait, would you really be down for that, honestly? Like, for real, think about it.
Only because I don't know what he would say. You know what I mean? I would have to think about.
I mean,
I would have to think about that.
I mean,
let me think about that.
Just ask him.
It would be great radio.
He can obviously say no, and we're not going to put. You know, I mean, it doesn't hurt to ask. I'm out of my own curiosity. I would love to facilitate.
Those in the can of worms.
Has anyone ever slept with their dog in the bed before?
Oh my God.
That's crazy.
Wait, so you've never, this was your first time?
Literally my first time ever.
And?
It was like the best experience of all time.
I can't believe you've never done it before.
I had cats growing up.
Yeah.
And obviously you guys know I'm like the, Stone and I are the only cat people on the show, and Kramer literally hates cats. It's so sad.
They're just weird creatures.
Love cats. And when my cat would sleep with me, like usually at like the bottom of like the bed, whatever.
Yeah.
And when I had to make a trip home the other weekend and my dad was out of town and we didn't feel like setting up like a bed or anything. So I just like slept in my mom's bed with her. They have like a massive bed and she lets their dogs sleep with them. And she was like, "Do you mind?" And I was like, "I don't care. I've actually never." And all, again, my parents having dogs is like a new life for me as well. Like this isn't how I grew up. And I'm like, "Sure, girl, like do your thing. I don't care." And so we have Rain. She's massive. Like, I don't know what her breed is.
How much do she weigh?
But like
though?
Built, I mean, at least 50 or 60. I mean, I honestly couldn't tell you, but she's like
big.
She's stocky. She's thick.
The size of a kid.
We love her. Yeah. But she's like, she takes up a lot of space. And then there's Suki. Suki's like tiny, tiny.
Okay.
Right. And I lay down and like Rain inserts herself in the middle of the bed. But like needed her paws touching my mom, but needed her body leaning against me. Like she needed like to be leaning against the both of us. And then I went to sleep with Suki at the bottom of the bed. But then when I woke up, her head was like on my stomach. So she was like laying on my stomach. And then I woke up with like Rain to my side and I was like sandwiched in between these dogs. And I have never felt more loved in my entire life. Like, I woke up.
I'm surprised you liked it for some reason.
I woke up and I was like, oh my God. Like, this is the cutest thing I have ever, ever experienced. And immediately called Garage Boy. And I was like, I am missing something in my life. And this is what it is.
You don't seem like a pets in the bed kind of person to me.
Really?
You seem like you'd be like a no pets in the bed. This is gross. This is dirty.
I would also like to like give some information that my parents keep their animals very, very clean. Like very clean.
Yeah,
so it's like but... if they had been like out in the yard and smelling a mess, I know for sure I wouldn't have been down.
Right.
So I think like the standard that they have set with the animals and in the house also plays into the point of like me feeling comfortable. But I was just like, this is like what love is. Like so, I woke up.
This is a whole new level of love I've never felt before.
And the way like Suki like adjusted her head to like get comfortable on me, it was like a little human of like you moving your pillow. I just was like, oh my God, I'm gonna cry my freaking eyes out right now.
I'm such an in-betweener with pets in the bed because I really like, I love it. The cuddles are the best, right?
Like, yeah.
It's so comfortable and they really snuggle into you like nobody else. But then I get in my head.
About what?
Just the dirtiness of it. Just where everything has been. Just where their body parts have been. Just the things they lick and everything else. I'm like, no, I just can't. There are some of y'all, though, that literally can't stand it. Storm, are you one of those? Oh, there are some of y'all that literally, like, and if that's you, will you call us? Because Jess is like, now Jess is literally just converted to like pets in the bed kind of person.
No, I need it.
Some of y'all are like absolutely zero pets in the bed. And I feel like that side needs to be heard from this morning too, because you guys are such a passionate bunch. 410-583-1065. Are you one of those?
No chance.
Really?
No. I'm just not a dog person. Mm, so, mm-hmm. But sleeping like, in the bed is just no go.
What about your cat?
That doesn't even happen, really.
You wouldn't even be down with your cat in the bed.
They don't like to get in the bed with us that
but
much.
What if they did?
But if he did, like if that was his vibe, would you be down or you'd be like, absolutely not?
I'd be like, absolutely not.
Really?
Yeah. Okay, but what if, okay, like, Stone's been with his girlfriend Rachel for about 9 months. Now, what if she was a pets in the bed person? I've always wondered
that. Oh, that's got to be hard if like, oh my God, because honestly,
yeah.
I just told Garage Boy what I wanted, but he didn't say if he'd be okay with it. And it's not like this is something that we've entered in our relationship, but like, what if he isn't down with it?
I've always wondered that too. Like, if you're in a relationship where you're a pets in the bed person, but your partner isn't, like, how do you even manage that? Like, who wins that argument?
This is Lori Kay from Eldersburg.
Hi, Lori Kay. Good morning.
Good morning.
Has pets in the bed been an issue in your relationship?
Okay. I was raised in the country, had pets, animals all my life, cats, mm-hmm. horses, dogs, the whole bit. My husband was a city boy, never had a pet. So when we got mm-hmm. married, I had a dog, a Doberman. She was a big dog, about 100 pounds. And she had always slept in bed with me. And it was never a question in my mind that she was going to continue to sleep in bed with us
sure.
when we got married.
Yeah.
Well, as she got older, she became incontinent.
Yeah.
And we wake up in the morning, and he's like, did you pee the bed? He's like, no, it wasn't me. I'm like, did you pee the bed? He's like, no, it wasn't me. Must have been the dog.
Oh, no.
And we went through that for a couple of years, and then she would get up in the bed, and she would shred the sheets.
Oof. Yeah.
So, like, we had to change the sheets before we got into bed, and then we had to change the sheets in the morning when we got up.
First off, God bless you guys.
Because that's bad. I mean, that's hard.
So, wait, did one of you guys want to, like, her to stop doing that before the other? How did that affect your relationship? Because I'm just wondering.
He was really tolerant, and when we lost her and we got another dog, he's like, is it okay if this one doesn't sleep in bed with us? Mm. It's like, yeah, I get it. I get it. But my favorite picture, he got up in the morning. My favorite picture is me asleep in bed with the dog, my 28-pound cat, and my 6-pound newborn infant.
Mm.
We were all snuggled in bed together.
But I love watching those TikToks. Oh,
I know.
But you guys are pretty much on the same page, though, about like when the dog was going to be in the bed and when the dog wasn't going to be in
well,
the bed.
Well, in my mind, and this is, you know, probably selfish me, it wasn't a topic of discussion when we got married. She
yeah.
had always been in bed with me, and she
That's
was going
it.
To continue to be in bed with me. And if he chose not to, then he could sleep somewhere else.
Well, I feel like, Lori, to your point, I feel like that is a little different when there's an animal that's been in your life for years.
It's my house.
So it's just kind of like, this is all she's used
yeah.
to. Come on, where it's like when Garage Boy and I eventually get pets together, it'll be a new thing. So I feel like I definitely have to, like, it'll be us experiencing it together. So if he's not down, I have to respect that.
Melody in Baltimore, you are a pet in the bed person.
I am. Like, I have 3 cats and a little dog.
That's literally a zoo at that point.
And they're all in the bed.
Oh my gosh, yes.
So in a relationship, has that ever presented a problem? That's what we're trying to figure out. Like, does that?
It actually has. I did cave. I was the one who, you know, my boyfriend, I got a boyfriend, and he did not like the animals in the bed. And I was like, oh my God, heartbroken. And I'm not going to lie, it felt really weird to, like, kick my dog, you know, out of the room, and the cats would scratch at the door because we had to close the door so that they couldn't come in the room at all because they automatically wanted to get on the bed.
That's
Wait,
devastating.
It broke my heart. I literally cried, and I am no longer with that person.
Wait.
Did you break up with him because he was not a pets in the bed kind
of
person?
It wasn't because of that, but it was part of it because I just couldn't. My baby's been there longer than he was.
So they were there. That was a question.
My babies are 12 and 10.
They were there first, and then he was like, nah. And then you were like, listen, no, this ain't. I think that would probably present some kind of compatibility issues.
It's the clause at the door. Like, clause at the door, you having to listen to that. I would cry.
They would meow, and my dog would whine, and I was like, I can't do this. Like, they're either in the bed or you're on the couch.
Yeah, this could be a big problem. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling us. We appreciate you.
You're so welcome. Y'all have a great day.
Listen, do you need to tell a new partner if you have an ex's name tattooed on you before they find out themselves?
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Jessica Dutra.
This is Judge Jess.
I just think that'd be like a big, like, hello. Welcome to this week's edition of Judge Jess. Happy Monday, everybody. Let me introduce you to my honorable co-host. Just for the record, she has no law degree.
But I have a truth degree. I have a BS meter, I'll tell you that.
We gave Jess her own segment in truth, because she's very opinionated, I'll tell you that. Behind the scenes, she's got a lot of opinions, y'all, that's for sure.
I think there's also a lot of people that don't have people in their life that will actually be honest with them.
Well,
so
yeah.
If you're ever going through a situation like that, that's where we come in.
So yeah, if you get in a disagreement with somebody, you guys can't seem to get like who's right and who's wrong, call our voicemail, 855-Kramer-Jess. Yes, that's a real number. Tell us the dilemma, and then you guys agree. Whatever Jess decides, that's going to be the truth, okay?
Hi, I'm Stacy from Essex, and I have a question for Judge Jess. I met the guy that I've been dating a couple of months ago, and it's been going really well. So the other night, we were about to be intimate for the first time, and he saw an old tattoo I have that has my ex-husband's name on it. And he absolutely flipped out. He knew that I had been married before, but he was telling me that I should have told him about the tattoo before we got to this point. It honestly seemed ridiculous to me. I hadn't even thought about it to mention it to him. I'm like worried we're going to break up over this, and it seems really silly to me. So I would just love to know your opinion. Thank you.
Wow. That's,
what?
Peekaboo. Peekaboo, it's John.
So what?
Are you serious?
Are you serious?
You're such a liar. Shut up.
Are you serious?
Shut up.
I'm sorry. What do you want from this woman to put on her Hinge dating profile bio? By the way, I have an ex's name tattooed on my butt. Grow up.
You don't have to put it on a profile, but you gotta give some kind of heads up before all of a sudden it's just like boom in your face.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, so you're sitting there with Garage Boy and all of a sudden the name Susan's right in your face and you're just totally comfortable with that and there's never needs to be a conversation about it before it happens?
So clearly, according to the situation, this is a very new relationship and this was the first time that they were going to be intimate.
Yeah.
We don't know the timeline of intimacy. That's not our business, okay? So who knows how soon this has happened
or
in relation to like how long that they've been talking, right?
Maybe they waited till marriage. We don't know.
But or maybe they didn't. And who cares if they did or they did not? Who cares? Not our business. Anyways, so things are happening. Emotions are high. And then you were like, wait, beep, 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 beep.
Yeah,
before, just FYI, this is what's going on. That's not realistic. And also, who cares? And if he wants to break up with you over this, let that man go. That is so ridiculous. He freaks out and then stops everything, and now you guys are on the verge of breaking up?
You don't think he has a right to be a little upset over that?
Because
don't
she
drop
didn't
your
let
Amazon
you know.
Gavel over that.
Did you hear? Like, literally.
That thing is very fragile. It's cheap.
I mean, who cares? They could have had a conversation. Okay, like, after everything's all said and done, if he was like, hey, I noticed something. What is that? And she can be like, oh, yeah, like, back in 2009, like, la, la, la. And they're like, okay, cool. Anyways, you want to go get something to eat? Fine. But, like, no need to be like, stop everything. What is that? And I'm going to break up with you. Like, we're adults here. Things happen. We've lived life. Like, what do you want to do? You're telling me you'd break up with this girl?
I'd have a lot of issues.
Is this actually about you? Is this a girl you're seeing?
That's my new girlfriend.
Are you seeing this girl right now? Or were you seeing this girl?
I was till the tattoo.
Oh, wow.
I mean, listen, it's not my segment. I think you're a liar, but you can say whatever you want. Go ahead.
Break up with him now. Court's closed.
You think he's wrong for being upset?
I think the way that he's handling the situation.
Wow, Jessica. Wow, Judge Jess. I mean, is your real name.
The way that he is responding is a telling sign of how he's going to respond to other things that he's uncomfortable with. And if he's running away at the first sign of uncomfortability, honey, that's not the man for you.
Can we get somebody on the phone that has an ex's name tattooed on them, please? And can you tell, or vice versa, that your partner had their ex's name tattooed on them? And did they give you a heads up first?
Oh,
I'm sure
God.
They did, or you did to them, right?
This is so wack.
Brandy's in Finksburg. Brandy, so yeah, wait, explain your tattoo that causes issues.
Yeah, so I went on a first date with somebody, and we decided to go get tattoos.
Oh my
and
God.
We didn't know what to get, so we got the actual date of the date tattooed on us.
Right.
That's so lit.
And when I met my now when I met my now husband, he asked what it was. So I had to be like, well, you know, I went on a date. I didn't know what to get. I got the date tattooed.
Mm-hmm.
He seemed a little uncomfortable with it. So I had it covered up later. But I don't really see an issue with someone's name being tattooed on someone. I mean, things happen in someone's life for a reason, and they decide
to...
Wait,
okay, in your situation, do you feel like you should have told your husband straight up, hey, listen, this date on me was from a date that I went on with a guy one time?
No, because that would... It would be like showing up and being like, well, I have this flower tattoo because this happened in my life, or I have this, you know, sun and wave tattoo because this happened in my life. Yeah. I mean, it feels silly to kind of have to explain that.
Or I think those
I mean, it's
those
a little more obvious when it's a name, but it still feels silly to kind of have to explain it right off the bat.
You wouldn't feel guilty the whole time that you had that, though? Like, the whole time I feel like, God, if this ever comes up in conversation, like, it could completely, like, derail
things. I mean, it's going to be awkward if it comes up in conversation, because people do ask, like, what are the meanings behind tattoos and stuff like that, but it's generally not something that someone's just like, oh, this tattoo right here on this part of my body means this.
I have a different question for you. I do think meanings of tattoos are a conversation piece that happen organically. But like, if you were in the situation with our caller where you're about to get intimate with your husband, now husband for the first time, and he like sees this tattoo and freaks out about the situation and almost wants to break up with you, how would you respond to that?
I mean, I feel like he's being a little immature at that point.
Okay, you say immature.
It seems like the tattoo is in a little, it was in a spot that may be hidden. But most people don't just randomly, like if it's in a hidden spot, I'm not just going to pull up my shirt. Let's say it's somewhere on the back, you know?
Yes.
I'm not just going to pull up my shirt and be like, this name's tattooed on my body for this reason.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
To bay or not to bay? That is the Maryland question.
This is a segment that two friends came up with years ago when they were friends. Now they're just two ships in the night passing each other, apparently.
You're so funny.
Am I, Jess?
You are. You're very funny. You're my funny, needy friend, and I love you. Go on.
This is a segment that we came up with when we moved here together as friends. We made that decision as friends to move here to Maryland together.
Mm-hmm.
What's this about?
It's a taste test segment. So when we moved here about 4 years ago, everyone was like, you can put Old Bay on anything. So we wanted to test that theory. And it's not true for a lot of things, but it is true for some items that you probably wouldn't think to put it on. And right now we're doing a Halloween candy series since it's spooky season. And we have, what is this? Good and Plenty?
Oh, yeah. That's a Halloween.
You had this?
That's a Halloween delicacy
you
right there.
I don't know what this is.
You might not like it.
It says licorice candy, and I already hate licorice.
You're not gonna like that.
That's a Halloween delicacy right there. You never had Good and Plenty before?
I don't know what this
is. Delicious.
Is this actual candy or is this like ibuprofen like knockoff brand? It looks like it. When you look at the box of the is this like
ibuprofen?
Is it ibuprofen? Is it? It looks like it. You know, or like signature, whatever.
Good and Plenty, you only get that once a year.
No way.
Or that is like at the movies.
The way you're saying it so casual, like Good and Plenty. Like that's not a casual thing to say.
That's because you typically only get that when you trick or treat.
I've never heard of this candy before.
You'll never try it again.
Good and Plenty's are delicious.
I can't smell it.
So.
It's a fat-free candy. Lame. I can't smell nothing.
Because we all know the best candies have tons of fat in them. Okay, so Jess is going to take some Good and Plenty, which, if you never, just try one. It's delicious.
What is it? Well, they look like Easter eggs.
Try it.
No, ew.
Yep.
Oh, my God,
yep.
No. Oh.
Told you.
What is
Told
wrong?
You.
What is wrong with you?
Ew, it Black stays licorice. In there. Oh, yep. No. Oh, no. Oh, ew, ew, ew. It's getting louder.
That's
ew.
Something you got to know she likes.
Ew, I might throw up, actually.
Yep.
I literally might throw up. That is disgusting. It's like, I feel like it's growing.
Dude, now I have a wheeze right now. Don't let me laugh at a wheeze.
Oh my
Oh my God. That was funny.
Ew!
We've got to get through this segment some way, somehow today. Okay. Just put some Old Bay on. I don't know how, but just do it. It's good and plenty.
It's like a black licorice, right?
Yeah, it's a licorice. I don't want to do it anymore. But a good one. But not like a nasty one. It's like a good one. You have to. Is it better?
I spit it out. I spit it out. That's so nasty. It's so gross. I don't know what to do to get it out of me. That's so nasty. Ew. I can't taste anything else. That is so nasty.
Do you need an exorcism right now? Like, what's happening? Well, you have to at least tell us what it tastes like.
I can't. I want to throw up. It's so nasty. Good and plenty. Good and plenty.
No.
That's terrible. Terrible and none. Don't eat that. Oh my God, I really want to throw up.
What does it taste like? Just, you have to tell us what it tastes like.
It's just like stuck in the back of my mouth. And honestly, like, is it numbing? I think it's like numb. Black licorice, it's almost like it numbs your mouth, kind of. It's so nasty.
Is it to bay or not to bay?
No, not to bay, ever.
Parents, your kids think that you are old if you are doing any of the following things. And by the way, some of these are going to be hard for any of us that are like older than 25 to digest. So just buckle up. This is like a question on the internet of like, when did somebody younger pretty much assume that you were old? By just doing some very basic things in life, like, for example, a kid told somebody they were old because they were born in the 1900s. So basically, by the way, if you're over the age of 24, kids look at your birth date. If it starts with 1999 plus, then they're like, what in the world? You must be old. There was a teacher that said that they got called old because their student said, you saw Shrek in the theaters. Movie theater.
That's so hilarious.
Like, but think about that. That must, like, to a kid, that must seem archaic.
Yeah.
Because that, like, to them, it's only been on streaming. So if you saw Shrek in the theater, that must seem like it came out a bazillion years ago.
Or all the Harry Potter movies in the theater.
A bazillion years to a kid nowadays.
Yeah. And each one, we're talking like 1 through 7.
A bazillion years ago to a kid, you know? It says on here, somebody got called old by a kid because they used to have a VCR tapes to a kid a bazillion years ago. Same thing. Somebody else said because they knew what a DVD was.
Yeah, man.
Sad now.
I know. So many DVDs just gone to waste.
I remember getting my very, and this, I was like a teenager. I remember getting my first DVD player and like now to a kid. I'm sure if your kids saw a Redbox outside of a, because I don't think Redbox even exists anymore. Didn't they shut down?
I think that there's a few.
I think they shut down. Just don't Google that. I'm pretty sure Redbox just shut down as a company this year, maybe last year.
What I really, really miss about DVDs, though, is like the special features and the behind the scenes and stuff like that. I will say, I miss that.
Kids will have no idea what special features are anymore.
I know.
Gone.
The bloopers, you have to like really dig for those on YouTube.
Parents, kids think you're old, by the way, if you're doing this. These are answers, by the way, that were given online. If you want to add to the list of things that you're doing in your normal life, just your normal millennial or Gen X, Gen Z life that you're just living, let us know. A parent said that they got called old because they had stamps in their purse. Why?
We still have to use stamps.
Like, how else do we send things?
No, like, we have to use stamps.
How do we do that? But apparently kids are like, what are you doing? That seems so old. You know what I mean?
Okay, I've been with you every single one you said so far, but that one's just kind of like, just because you're not old enough to send a letter, like, don't get at me. You know what I mean?
How about this? Now, this one I can admit would seem kind of old, but there was a kid, this person said online, a kid got called somebody old because they still had a CD player in their car. Now listen, I've got a CD player in my car.
Yo, first of all, no one wants a car payment. So if my vehicle has a CD player option in it, then that's what it is. And I am not ashamed of that. Please call me old all you want. Truly.
Is Redbox still a thing or no?
Their online service is shut down and all of them will be shut down very soon.
Okay, so Redbox not a thing.
So they're barely hanging on. Mm-hmm. Barely. Mm-hmm.
I'll give you one more if you want to add to our list. 410-583-1065. A kid called somebody old because this parent said that when I started watching YouTube, they didn't have ads. And this kid thought that was so funny because that must have been such a long time ago. Because
that's all it is. Like you can't get through a video. You can't get through like, what, maybe a minute and 30 seconds without,
This kid thought that was so funny because obviously YouTube has so many ads now.
Yes.
That the kid was like, oh my God, you're so old. Because that's all I watch now is ads. Yeah. So like you're like a dinosaur, you know? Who's up?
This is Tom on 2 from Annapolis.
Tom, what's up?
Hey, guys. Love listening to you, first of all.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
Tom, we love when you listen, by the way. Thank you for doing that.
So I got called old by my kids for owning a checkbook.
It's a rough one, Tom. It's a rough one.
I know. Granted, I write maybe 2 checks a year to that random that, you know, doesn't take Apple Pay or whatever.
Rando? So, no, for real.
So you're doing both. You're doing both. It's not just checks.
Yeah, right. No. I do not. No. I do mostly digital pay, but I still own a checkbook. And they're like, what do you even do with that?
I pay for things. I pay for your things. That's what I do with it.
Tom, if I were you, I'd stop writing those checks. Anything that has to do with those kids, I'd stop using them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Stop paying for anything for those.
That's right. You pay for it with your own account.
Exactly.
Right. Those ungrateful little brats. Yeah, screw those kids. No, I'm just kidding. Thank you, Tom.
I love them to death.
Yeah, and
love listening to you too, by the way.
Oh, thanks, Tom.
Tom is so sweet. Thank you, Tom. Have a great day. 410-583-1065. It says, my son calls me old because I still have a Game Boy Color. Yeah, I can only imagine.
That's not old, that's vintage. Cool. Yeah, that's pretty sick, actually.
I can only imagine, though, if you try to show your kids old school video game.
Like the gaming system.
Technology, though.
Nintendo like alone.
For us.
When you had to like blow into the thing to get it to work.
For us, yes. If we play old retro games that we grew up with, it's cool. But try to show your kids.
Yeah, they're probably like, why is it so pixelated?
What is this?
Like, I can't see.
I'd be like, wait, what? Somebody from the 443 says, I have my store saving card attached to my keychain.
Okay.
That's old.
No, it's not.
That's old.
No, it's not.
Use your phone number.
Is there a name on here?
Just
know
number.
I'm going to defend you on this.
No.
Some people, this is Don. Don, I am like you. Sometimes you just like to have the physical thing. And there's nothing wrong with having that on your keychain. Because you know what? Maybe your hands might be full of something. And maybe it's more difficult to pull the phone out or whatever. And you could just scan it on your keychain. There's nothing wrong with that.
Let's talk to Tom. This is another Tom from Baltimore. Hey, Tom, what's up?
Oh, hey, there we are. I know I got confused when I heard the last time. I was like, no, I'm not from Annapolis.
Yeah, I'm from Baltimore. Hang on. Wait, so Tom, you weren't doing anything in particular, but you're actually feeling old just because of who you are. What, you got called old for just being a millennial. What happened?
Well, that's particularly old, but we were at the last Kentucky Derby, like a year and a half ago for my brother's bachelor party. So we're all hanging out like you would at, like, Preakness and whatnot. By the way, Preakness is way better than Kentucky Derby.
Nice.
But besides the point. And so we were just talking to like this group of girls and whatnot, just as you would at an event like that.
Right.
And one of their friends came up and was like, what are you still doing talking to this group of millennials?
What the heck is that supposed to mean?
I know. That was the first time I'd heard that term like in an old way. So I was like, no way.
You were like, Wait a minute. Our generation is now being looked at as just the older generation.
That is wild.
And that's hard to digest, man. Like that's, we are now being looked at as like those old people. Like, ew, don't talk to him.
Not even.
He's a millennial. Like,
oh my gosh. Okay.
He's got one foot in the grave, that millennial. Wow.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.